What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Salt Shack Podcast. My name's Bryce, aka Brewster Jablanca, and I'm here with
Caleb or WarMonkey75.
Why do you look like that?
That was a great place to start it. I wasn't making any funny faces.
Welcome to part three of our Scary Movie Marathon 2023. We are on numbers 30 through 21 today. Crazy. Last part we did 40 through 31. Go check it out if you haven't seen it already. Very solid video. Some hot takes out of me, maybe some hot takes out of Caleb if you feel a certain way about it. But just go over it quickly. I'm not going to go over every ranking, but last video, Caleb 40th, Evil Dead Rise, 39th, Freddy vs. Jason. 38th, The Babysitter, 37th, Candyman, 36th, FNAF, 35th, Nosferatu, 34th, The Babadook, 33rd, Trick or Treat, 32nd, Us, 31st, Creep 2. And then for me, I had 40th, Friday the 13th, 39th, The Babysitter, 38th, Freddy vs. Jason, 37th, Carrie, 36th, Nope, 35th, Trick or Treat, 34th, Bride of Frankenstein, 33rd, Malignant, 32nd, Run, 31st, Creep 2.
If you haven't watched the other episodes, what are you doing here? Make sure to like, comment, subscribe. Go follow our Instagram. Do it.
We're on it.
We're on there. Both of us. You and me.
Me and you.
Together.
Together.
Forever.
Forever.
Oh, you That's can not go getting first.
In. I'll go first. What?
I'll go first.
So my first movie, which is actually tied, 30th and 29th are tied, but I guess this one's just slightly lower. With a 6.2 out of 10, I have the Pogebsky tapes. I really like the Pogebsky tapes. There's just such like a weird, like, real vibe to it. It feels like such a real documentary.
Yeah.
And it's just so disturbing. Like, it's just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
You just feel bad for the main girl. Forgot her name. Can look it up real quick. But it's just such a well-made, like, mockumentary. Like, you, if you, like, went into it completely blind, you just clicked on it. After a while, you go, oh, this is fake, because they wouldn't show everything. But
yeah.
It's like, yeah, Cheryl Dempsey. Cheryl Dempsey got fucking, yeah, she got fucking destroyed, pretty much.
Yeah.
Mentally and physically. It was really disturbing when she got found in a casket, just in the house, and then the interview where she had a nub. And, like, her whole face was fucked up, yeah. Being in the mask for so long. Yeah, that movie just gives me, like, the, God.
Yeah, and she was there, like, if I do it again, yeah. I miss him. It's like, oh, God.
And she fucking took her own life.
Yeah.
And then he grave-robbed her. Yeah, I don't know. It seems like a lot of people don't like this, but I feel like you can't really take it that seriously. Like, ratings are all over the board, but yeah, I don't know. It's like, I really enjoy it. It's just hard to rank against more like filmy horror movies. So that's my number 30.
My number 30 with like a 7, whatever the next point is.
7.1.
7.1. Got Carrie. Classic Stephen King story. Everyone knows about the blood at prom. Like, that's Carrie's staple. I said great symbolism and use of lighting and good character relationships. And that's mostly talking about the relationship between Carrie and her mom, and then Carrie and the teacher. Because the teacher kind of, like, stepped in as, like, a parental figure at some points where Carrie's mom was just insane the whole time. And like it takes some good writing to make a relationship like that so awful. So that really boosted the movie for me. And like we all know the story too. It's not like way focused on Carrie's powers, which I feel like if they remade Carrie, well, didn't they make
They
it?
made a remake,
Yeah, I feel like it's more power focused because that's I haven't seen it.
I've heard it's not as good as the original, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely some questionable parts, like it starts in a locker room and we're looking at like high schoolers and they're all naked. It's like, okay.
Also really don't like the gym teacher just hitting students. Like, that
Oh
just doesn't
yeah.
make any fucking sense.
Yeah, that's more of like a time period thing.
I guess, but like, I
Yeah.
don't know, man.
Yeah. But I just really hated the mom, which really like boosted it for me.
Was
It's
gonna
like,
say, yeah, it's just like, it's one of the better parts about the movie.
yeah, the more I hate a character, like the better they're written, typically. Takes a lot of energy to hate someone. But yeah, just like Carrie's relationships with everyone was really like really boosted it. So yeah.
Going to hear my opinion about Carrie, watch the last episode.
Yeah, they're not actually ranked too far apart.
No. All right. This might come to a shock for you, honestly. But tied with Poughkeepsie Tapes, but a little bit higher. At 29, I have Insidious. Yeah.
No.
It's a good movie. It's a good horror movie from the 2010s. It's got that weird 2010s like movie feel to it. Like every like 2010 horror movie kind of feels the same in some
They
ways.
do.
Patrick Wilson, the GOAT.
Patrick Wilson.
Some parts kind of dragged for me though in this movie. It's like, I don't know, it's weird 'cause like I do enjoy Insidious. I think it's one of the better horror movies from the 2010s overall. But there's definitely parts that are like meh. Him going to find his kid in that realm took four fucking ever.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're fighting off demons that were trying to take over the kid and whatever, but yeah, I don't know. Like it's a very solid horror movie. That's why it's like right near the middle of my list. So yeah. Insidious, 29.
I feel like a lot of the Patrick Wilson movies are like similar.
I agree.
Just because he's in them, and it's like,
Yeah.
oh.
Yep.
All right. With a 7.2, I would like to put this one higher. I do want to watch it again eventually. But I've got Black Christmas. I really liked the movie. I think the thing that like took it down so far was like some of the characters were really annoying. But what like the thing that like gets so much praise from me is they like never show the killer, and that's awesome.
Yeah, no, I agree.
They show him once and it's like a shot of his eyeball
That's
and that's
it.
it. It's
Yeah.
like, that's so like unsatisfying. And man, it's just so good. And like it could be the boyfriend, like you never find out who.
No, at least I
yeah
don't think you do.
yeah just the way it was shot was great. But yeah, the characters like were consistently annoying. But if I didn't have to rate it against other movies, it would be so much higher.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, it was a goofy horror Christmas movie, but I definitely recommend it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I really have to say about it.
Fair enough. I'll get into that more once I talk about it. I feel like a broken record saying this over and over again, but wish it could go higher,
I
obviously.
mean, yeah, but
It's just hard ranking a lot of movies against other really good movies too, so which makes this a good list to make. It's fun.
Because we have to make those decisions.
Yeah. But 28th with a 6.3 out of 10, I have The Black Phone. I really enjoyed The Black Phone. It was my favorite horror movie of last year. At least I think. I can't remember if it came out last year, 2021, at this
I think
point.
it came out last year.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite movies from last year. But this is such a good like concept. Like it's
Yeah.
very interesting. Ethan Hawke is the main bad guy. Was sick. He
Yeah.
played his job very well. Yeah, I don't know. And then like the whole like solving the crime with like the sister's dreams was cool. Her praying to God, figuring that stuff out, yelling
Yeah.
at him was just funny. Ethan Hawke's brother being like a cokehead and like not realizing that he was in the house that the
Yeah.
kids were being murdered in was funny. I obviously like his that actor and Ethan Hawke. They're all also in Sinister, which is one of my top horror movies, obviously. So,
Yeah.
and then when we finally watch Sinister 2, you'll like that guy even more because he's the main
Okay.
character in that one. So, yeah, no, it's a fun movie. I like the like how they, like filmed it. I like the time period it's based in.
Yeah.
Like the clothing and stuff's cool. The dad, really uncomfortable dude, like just beating
Yeah.
the daughter.
But he's such a good actor. It's
Yeah,
like,
it's so
oh.
convincing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know what else to say. I recommend watching it. Obviously, some people don't like it that much, and I get it, it's not super scary, but it's got that like Stranger Things feel to it. It's kind of fun. So, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of horror movies are set in that like pre-phone, well, like maybe the first iterations of like flip phones and stuff.
Yeah.
And like you got your house phones always, but it's like box TVs and stuff.
Yeah.
Just 'cause phones kind of break everything, like
Yeah.
break the rules and stuff. You just
Yeah.
have instant access to talk to everybody.
Yeah, it's definitely easier to make movies back in the day just
Yeah.
'cause you can work around things like that. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Technology
Yeah.
ruining all the movies.
What do we?
So. Right. I think I'm on to like 7.3. And you've talked about this movie. It's His House. I think His House has a ton of positives. It's like I mentioned in the other episode, it's a family moving from like a camp, like where they were this couple that had adopted a daughter, right? It wasn't theirs.
Well, they didn't really adopt her. They kind of just took her on the bus so they can
Yeah.
leave. They took her from a different family, and that family got fucking
That's right. That's
blasted.
right.
Yeah.
But when you meet them, they don't have her. And when they finally get to like get out of this place they were in, the dad starts getting haunted by like spirits and everything. And you've got their different motives, like the wife wanted to stay traditional and everything, and the husband wanted to grow in a different way. So he like started burning all of the girl's possessions and everything, and he started going out and going to bars. But something that I don't talk about because it's a touchy subject is the symbolism of like race horror, which is like super important.
Yeah.
When they got to their location, like they got all moved in and they're like, it's not bad, but it's home. And she's trying to like ask for directions, and she goes up to this group of like British kids, and they're all like they're black. And then obviously she's got like her African accent. She's like, "Do you know where this is?" And then he's like, "Yeah, it's that way." And he's like, "Stay out of our town, African." It was one of those like,
Yeah,
come
start
on,
mocking her
dude.
and yeah.
Like that's an awful situation.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Obviously, they're already being treated like shit because they're. Yeah, so.
Because they're not from around here
Yeah.
to say it in a nice way.
Yeah.
Which like added on to the story, because same with the dad, he was like getting along with people, while I'm calling one the dad, one the wife. The wife was more like shut in, and their like neighbors were bad too. And then the dad was going crazy and started ripping down all the wallpaper, and like I really like the creativity from this movie. Especially when movies are like originality really gets to me, because that is very tough to pull off after so many movies have been made. So,
Yeah, no, I agree.
I definitely want to watch this movie again, and I probably rate it higher
Yeah.
if
I don't know. It's just tough because it's a lot of very serious topics in it that, like, yeah, no, it's, yeah.
If you're ready for like a brain workout, you should watch it.
Yeah. There's a lot
And
of thinking involved. There's good jump scares too, though. So,
So, his house.
thing we've all been waiting for. Number 27. It's a 6.5 out of 10. I have the Five Nights at Freddy's movie. A lot of fun, honestly. Like, obviously, last episode we talked about it. Not something you would probably like if you were a casual fan or a casual horror fan going to see a scary movie. Not many scary elements. There's a lot of hate for not much gore. Which, yeah, I get it. But, like, FNAF fans, little people. It's like 20 and below, 25 and below. So, a lot of kids are going to this movie. And if they made it a rated R movie, then they'd have to bring their parents, which would get less views. But it's a PG-13, so they can obviously go without an adult. So, obviously, Matthew Lillard, great. Josh Hutcherson, great. Vanessa was great too. I don't know her name, but forgetting her real name. But obviously, we all knew Matthew Lillard was going to be William Afton. It was announced before the movie. But it was still cool seeing him come out in Spring Trap.
Mad Pat.
MatPat, awesome. Corey Kenshin, awesome. It's great seeing those guys in the movie. It's unfortunate Markiplier is making a movie while this movie was happening, otherwise he probably would have been in the movie. There was actually speculation that he was going to be the opening scene security guard that got killed. So
That makes sense.
yeah, but they promised him a role in the second movie.
Okay.
Which is gonna happen, obviously.
Yeah.
I think they're already way over like their budget, like grossing wise, what they've like from what they've spent. So it wasn't a very expensive movie at all, apparently. So
That's weird.
yeah, no, but the Easter eggs were a lot of fun, and that's what's really bringing it up for me. Because obviously I know most of the lore.
Thank you, Mad Pat.
Thank you, MatPat. They're just so much fun to
That's
watch.
crazy.
Yeah, so it costed them $20 million to make the movie, and they're already over $100 million, so they've five times their budget already.
It's
So,
just so much money, man.
but yeah, weird scenes like the fort scene. Weird. It was funny, but it was weird.
It's like, what? And Bonnie taking an absolute,
Yeah, just absolutely biffing.
Oh, I forgot to bring up the Vanessa 180. So they're like, oh, we're having so much fun, let's build a fort. And then Abby, right, that's the little
The
sister,
kid, yeah.
she touches Bonnie's guitar and goes, wowza, and
Yeah.
gets launched.
Yeah.
And then Abby go or Vanessa's like, you have to leave, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah.
It's like, that was weird.
Yeah, but once you find out that she's Afton's kid, obviously you're like,
Yeah.
okay. That was like, I feel like deep down I knew Vanessa was William Afton's kid, but like when it got revealed, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
'Cause like, why is she going to the place so often? Like, obviously she had a history. Obviously Vanessa's the security guard in fucking the new
Security
one.
breach.
Yeah,
Yeah.
security breach. So yeah, can't wait for the theories of her waking up out of her coma and not remembering anything and going back to murdering kids. Pretty much seems like what's gonna happen. So but yeah, I mean it's just a lot of fun. If you know the lore, you're gonna like the movie.
If you've played the games, you'll enjoy it.
It's cool finally seeing him get a movie. It's been in talks for years at this
Yeah.
point, so yeah, just go into it having fun. Don't go into it being like, this is gonna be scary. Like,
It's not scary.
no. The girl
There.
getting bit in half was cool though.
I
That was a
was gonna
fun
mention
scene.
that,
Yeah.
yeah, when the thieves, robbers, I don't know,
Was
vandalists.
like the girl that was the babysitter for Abby for a while there.
Yeah, because the aunt hired them to do that. Yeah,
To
but
destroy the shit in the restaurant.
yeah.
Yeah. So. Enough. Maybe we'll talk about it more on a different podcast in full. So.
I'd have to watch it like right before we do.
Yeah, which is fine. I wouldn't mind watching it for a third time. Because I w watched it in the theater and then I watched it with Caleb on Peacock the next day. So. Which was fun.
A 27 movie with a 7.4. What was his house rated?
7.3.
All right, I'll also give this a 7.3.
Okay.
And that's I See You. Now you had this pretty low on your list. That hurt me. Hurt me deep.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Why's that?
Just 'cause I didn't really see like the story coming full circle like that. And like the term of frogging was like really weird at first. It's like frogging.
Yeah, remember
What?
you googling it during the movie, being like, not like annoyed, but you're like, what the fuck is this
Yeah, like I
shit?
need to know what, dude.
Yeah, which obviously they explain it at one point, because
Yeah.
I don't know a single person that probably knows that phrase anyways, but.
And that's like huge originality points with me. I've never seen a movie with frogging in it,
Yeah.
where you just go to a person's house when they leave it and you stay there for a couple days, and then they came back. Well, they didn't really leave. They
No, not
were
at
just
all.
there, and they stayed in the extra room slash attic. The guy who played Patrick Hockstetter in the It movies was in it. He's a blonde guy. But yeah, the just all of like the character relationships in it were really good. Like the mom cheating on the dad, and then there was that tension, and they have a son who really liked Overwatch, and there was that like awkward tension between the son and the mom. So this house, there is already a lot of weight held in it, and then these two random people start staying in it, and it's
Yeah.
like, uh-oh. And at first, like, the guy that's staying in the house, you're like, oh no, he's gonna like kill everyone. This guy's the bad guy. And then you get their point of view.
And the movie just resets pretty much.
Yeah, and then you like hear about all the bad stuff the dad has done, and then it's like, oh, I hate the dad. I hate
Yeah.
him so much.
So glad he got pissed on.
Yeah. So it was like ultimate revenge movies, but it didn't hit you at first. Yeah, I wrote, and this is word for word, I really liked everything about this movie except the pacing. Characters are great. Story is stellar. I really liked the twist. Damn, that was good.
So like a Google review for the film.
Yeah.
Damn, that was good.
So I guess I didn't like the pacing of it. Maybe it was too slow.
Like the first half's a little slow. When you get to the frogging, then you're like,
Maybe that was
okay,
it.
this is interesting. And
Yeah.
then the ending kind of gets slow again, which is kind of why I ranked it kind of low, because it gets a little slow at the end.
Yeah.
Because she's knocked out in his car and he starts driving away, and then they find the kids, and then yeah, I don't know, a lot of shit happens at once at the end. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's like a slow build and then like a very quick and then a boom. It's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I forgot what I ranked it. I know it was in the first episode,
Yeah,
but
I think it was like 46th or something.
42nd. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I thought it was good. Like, yeah, it's not like me saying it's bad. It's just like, I think if I watched it for the first time like you did, I probably would have ranked it higher. I just knew it was coming
That's
already.
true.
So I
Yeah.
was like, it's probably one of those movies. I enjoyed the twist, obviously, like the
Yeah.
second time around, but it just like didn't hit me like, oh shit.
Yeah.
So it's like a pop off when you find out. But yeah, no, I thought it was still pretty solid. All right. With a 6.6 out of 10, my 26 movie is The Babysitter 2, Killer Queen. Babysitter Killer Queen.
Now you ranked this a lot higher than I did.
I fucking love this movie, man. It's so much fun. And like, it's just like one of those things where like, we watched it with the boys, and like Cole got with Jenna Ortega, and you're just like, let's fucking go!
Yeah.
Like, it's so awesome. I liked that. Have to pull up their names and shit.
Stoner Dad's road trip.
Stoner Dad's road trip was hilarious. The dad smoking, and the comedy in these movies are really funny too.
Yeah, both of them are feel-good horror movies.
Oh, easily. Melanie, Melanie,
Melanie.
Melanie. I read it like a fucking idiot. Melanie turning bad, kind of predictable, but also like, damn,
Yeah,
because
huge L.
he had a huge crush on her, obviously.
Yeah.
And then that happened. And then all of them fucking came back, which was
Yep.
kind of cool, obviously. Obviously, if you're just like a normal person, you're like, that's fucking stupid. Like, why are they back? But like, they add so much to the
They
movies.
do. King Batch, baby. He
Yeah.
like lived the longest this time.
Yeah, he's so fun. Trying to find the. Oh, whatever. It's just such a fun movie, man. And like the chasing's fun. I know one of your biggest gripes is B like being only like 5 minutes in it,
Yeah.
but I think that kind of added to it, because it was like you kind of like forget about her by the end of the movie, because like you
Yeah.
think she's gone or dead or whatever, and then you're like, oh shit, B's back,
Yeah.
and she's like. She like finally is like, okay, maybe I should be with Cole like on the good team or whatever. Fucked over
Melanie. Yeah.
Melanie. But yeah, it's just a really fun movie. Like, I can understand ranking The Babysitter 1 higher than this one, just because it's more of like a, it's definitely more original. It's not like as crazy as the second
Yeah.
one, because obviously. It's like in the middle of fucking nowhere half the movie.
Yep, jet skis.
Yeah. But at this
Vacation.
point they know it's like dicking around horror movie goof shit.
Yeah.
So it's like it's fun. I enjoy it. What's your 26th movie?
My 26 movie. I just talked about
Mulaney.
ICU. Yeah, Mulaney. What am I on? 7.4. I hope I don't get flamed for this. This might be a hot take. unless you've also ranked it around here, but I could totally see you ranking it a lot higher. Next, and like I always say, this would be higher, but I couldn't do that. We've got Doctor Sleep. I
You
said,
really fucking scared me there for a second.
no.
Jesus Christ.
I said actually a really good sequel. Nothing too extraordinary and not crazy like the first film. Not really scary, more of a superpower battle, and they kind of curb stomp the other team. Ewan McGregor was great. The girl was great. I've only seen her in this. I don't really know her name. It was really nice to finally get like a story for Danny Torrance and like the mom, who was I thought did really well and like actually looked a lot like the original one
Yeah.
without like being awful like the original one. But it's clear that they really focused on the Shining part of the Shining. And it all makes sense why they call it Doctor Sleep now. But
So much shit that connected when you watch
yes.
this movie.
Yeah.
Like, he was called Doc as a kid. He turned into a doctor. You Dr.
They
Sleep.
everyone knew he was gonna grow up to be a good person. I like didn't really know what I wanted to say. Everyone knew his future.
Everyone knew he wanted to be a good person.
You're a
What the
good person.
fuck? Yeah, what the hell?
So yeah, it kind of strayed away from the first movie because they couldn't obviously make a second one in the hotel because we got a whole like 2 hour movie in the hotel. But we'll call them like the bounty hunter shining people. That whole fact was crazy. Like finding kids with the shine and then sucking it out of them so
Yeah,
they
that's
could live
crazy.
longer. Like, ay, ay, that's
I
scary.
found myself really fucking hating like the head honcho
Oh,
girl.
yeah.
And then the girl that plays Melanie is also in this fucking movie too.
Yep.
And she's like called like the snake or something like that. Like they
Yeah.
all have weird nicknames for each
The
other.
crow.
Yeah.
But when Danny and the guy that helped him move in and like restart his life came in and just curb stomped the other team with like guns. It was like a whole shootout. It
That
was
was
like, oh
funny
my
as
God.
fuck.
Yeah.
It was
It's
just
like,
so out of nowhere,
yeah.
honestly.
Here they were like using their minds to see through each other's eyes and then all of a sudden it's like it's like
But then he, yeah, I'm sure you're getting to it, but.
The kind of strayed away from the horror novel and turned into more of like a I don't really know. It wasn't really scary.
No, it wasn't.
But
Yeah, I don't know, it's weird.
I like the character development.
Like the little girl.
Yeah,
She did really good.
she was
Her character's
awesome.
fun.
She's cracked.
Yeah, she is cracked.
She's got so much power.
When the friend got forced to shoot himself, it made me so fucking angry.
Yeah, like it kind of saw it coming.
Yeah, I knew he would get hurt in some way, but I wasn't expecting the guy to go kill yourself. He's like, poof.
Yeah.
Like, goddamn, that fucking sucks.
Yeah,
Like, he
from
got dragged. Not really dragged, but
the
he.
pusher.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, a good sequel. The final fight in the manor, the Outlook Hotel was awesome. I really like the when I think it's like, I'm gonna call her Hattie, because
Yeah, like the top hat girl.
yeah, the main villain went up against Danny and she's like, "You're not the only one in there," and I was like,
Oh
"Oh
boy.
boy," I thought Tony was gonna come out at some
That
point,
went crazy.
which there is no Tony, which was disappointing to me because he was a big part of the first movie.
Rose the Hat, that's her name.
Oh,
I
okay.
don't even remember her name being Rose the Hat,
I knew
but
it was something with a hat.
Crow Daddy.
The crow.
Snakebite Andy. Barry the Chunk. Fucking, I. Oh, man.
Oh,
It's
and
just,
Gerald's
yeah, I was
game
gonna
guy.
say, just because it's Gerald's game, it made me mad, but like seeing him like re-aggravated me all over again. It's
Yeah.
from the really, I don't know, we can get into Gerald's game a different day.
Maybe.
That was the one movie we fucking turned down watching. Because we rolled it, and it was just one of those nights where we just did not fucking want to watch
Yeah.
it. Because Gerald's games take a lot of brain power to watch. It's a long ass movie. An uncomfortable movie at the same
It
time.
is. It really is. But yeah, I liked. Obviously, the character development was great. And yeah, that final fight was pretty sick. And the when he was holding the axe,
Yeah,
like
when
Jack
he's just
Torrance, it
like
was like, this is
that. I mean,
awesome.
yeah,
So,
that was fun.
all right, I'll stop yapping.
All right, halfway done with our list. 25.
Wow.
25 with a 6.6 out of 10. I have Candyman, the original. I think I enjoyed this more than you because I saw the sequel first and didn't realize it was a sequel. I thought it was just a new movie. I had no clue it was a legacy sequel. Because the new movie follows the baby from this movie,
Oh.
and his origin is that he was taken out of a fucking big pile of like garbage
Yep.
that happened in this movie. And
Yep.
I went, that's fucking stupid. Because they're like, and this girl tried to pull you out, and she got murdered pretty much in there. She got burnt to death. And
Yep.
I was like, what does this even mean? Like, I don't know what any of this means because I didn't see the first one, so
Yeah.
it didn't make any sense to me. So me and Molly were like, this movie sucks, because we were like, but now I want to rewatch the sequel because I feel like it'd be better. But it just put so many things into place that didn't make sense watching that movie for this
Yeah.
movie. Overall, I thought it was a very solid movie. Very, like, it's definitely like one of the classic horror movies, obviously. I think the legacy sequel did a lot better at like being scary, 'cause like it like the baby kind of, not to really spoil it much, but like the baby kind of starts turning into Candyman himself. Like he starts like welting up and shit, like just randomly like
Yeah.
turning into him. But yeah, I don't know. Some of the characters weren't really hitting it for me. The apartment scene, like you said, with like the baby and the mom, kind of was just like, okay.
Yeah.
The mom or like the girl being batshit and like the husband just like moving on was just like, oh,
Yeah.
that's something. It's kind of fucked, but whatever. There's a lot of elements to this movie that are like pretty solid. Like nothing crazy, but I enjoyed it for the most part.
Yeah.
I don't really have any much else to say about it, but
Yeah, one thing that like didn't really stick with me is like the hook hand. They cut off his hand. Okay.
yeah.
It was more of just like a character design thing. They decided to write a backstory around. Like, it's gotta be. It's yeah. Hook hand. Yarr. All right, I think I'm at
Foxy.
yeah 7.5, and
Yep.
this one I'm going to use my other 7.5 to tie with my next one,
Okay.
just so I can get it out of the way and never think about it again. 7.5, I've got Scream, absolute classic, another Shaggy movie, Matthew
Rice.
Lillard. With a great twist. It's got a really iconic killer in it, obviously, Ghostface. You've got the deputy who's also super iconic now. I don't remember. It's like Dookie. Dewey, I think.
That sounds more like it. Dookie.
Johnny Test. There's a lot of like other horror references to in it. Like I think they watch Friday the 13th in it. There's a movie
They
they
watch
watch.
Halloween.
Halloween, that's right.
Yeah, Dewey Riley.
Yeah.
Stewmaker, baby.
Yeah.
Billy Loomis. Pretty classic characters right
True.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Need to watch all the Screams now.
Think the newer ones are actually pretty solid.
Oh, okay. It's good to know.
Jenna Ortega's in them too.
That's right. I
Gotta
think of
watch those ones
yeah.
first.
I've seen Scream 1 through 4, and I don't remember them. I remember one of them was in like a barn. Like the opening scenes in a
I gotta say, I
barn.
remember Scream 1, and I was like, no shit.
Yeah, no. But yeah, the twist of the boyfriend and the friend being Ghostface was really good. And like the horror trivia thing is goofy. There's one other thing that I was gonna say, but I don't remember. Wait, was it in my? Oh yeah, and the Jigsaw reference in it on the chalkboard. I really liked.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the little
Well,
Jigsaw face.
yeah.
Just 'cause, well, his name isn't Jigsaw, unless it.
Isn't it like Billy the Clown, or not Billy? It
Billy Bob.
might be Billy. I was gonna say Billy the Clown. You talking about the puppet?
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, there were a ton of different horror movie references,
Yeah, it's Billy
obviously.
the Puppet.
Oh, okay. Because that was a big thing in the beginning where they're like, "What's your favorite horror movie?"
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's like it's a mockery of how scary movies go,
Yeah.
and then it just happens to them pretty much, so.
Yeah. But I don't have much else to say about Scream, but classic.
Number 24 with the 6.7 out of 10, I have The Visit. Mine's almost like 20 spots higher than yours.
Yeah.
I fucking love The Visit. I think it's just so much fun. Like, obviously you don't take it seriously. But I think it's one of the best twists in a horror movie.
Yeah.
Like, you just genuinely don't see that coming. Like, the
Poopy Grandpa.
grandparents just killing the original ones and taking over their spot. Like, obviously, there's like, if you really think about it, it's like, how have they not seen their grandparents before? But it's
Yeah.
like, in the moment, you're like, oh shit, this is awesome. And like, you know me, I'm a fucking sucker for found footage horror movies.
Yep.
So it's like, it's pretty much that the whole time. They're just vlogging. Yeah, I don't know. It's like just a fun movie, man. And I like the ending. The kid tackling the grandpa was fucking
The
hilarious.
poopy face.
Yeah. And then the grandpa just like yapping with the camera. And it's just a funny movie, honestly.
Yeah.
It's like it's a comedy without really trying to be a comedy.
Grandma Night Terrors.
Grandma Naked Ass Tears.
Yeah.
Fucking Grandma Yahtzee.
Yeah.
Yahtzee! She's actually pretty creepy. Like,
She's
she
unsettling.
definitely, like, the girl, like, the main sister, I can't remember their names. We've watched so many fucking movies in the past 2 months.
We watched 50
Yeah.
plus. Like that, we watched a couple of movies even before we thought of this idea.
Yeah, and then like there's a random movies we see. Like I saw Saw X, but he didn't, so we obviously didn't rank that one.
Yeah.
But she definitely had the worst situation with her, like the grandma, compared to the kid with the like grandpa, like the
Yeah.
boy. Fucking, he just got shit slapped on his head, and he was like, rah, 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 rah. And the girl's like,
Stuck in a dark
yeah,
bedroom.
which I like that scene because they've made it very clear that she doesn't look herself in the mirror. She just fucking hates herself or whatever. And she
Yeah.
had to look at herself in the mirror to like kill the grandma, which that's pretty solid writing right there. It's like nothing special, but it's like, okay, that's cool. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a fun movie, man. I enjoyed it a lot. It's nothing to take seriously, obviously, but it's fun. The little boy gets like a little obnoxious every once in a while, just 'cause
Yeah. He had his moments.
Yeah. The freestyle was pretty like awful. But like it's I don't know, it was funny at the same time.
Was like that WandaVision moment where, oh wait, no, I was
That was in Multiverse where ice
the
cream
singing
that
the ice
that's
cream
way
song.
worse than the fucking freestyling, to be honest with you though.
Yeah. That was horrendous.
Yeah, wait till we do another, well, not another, but our Marvel ranking eventually. We started doing that. We'll probably just have to restart again, to be honest, at this point.
Yeah.
We got busy, and then October rolled around. So,
We're like, horror.
yep. September, actually. We started in September, so.
What?
Yeah. Anyways, The Visit. It's your 24th movie.
It's another 7.5. We've got classic Nightmare on Elm Street. Freddy, iconic. Freddy is like in the top five least pictured villains. I think he's tied with like Darth Vader with like 11 minutes out of the total movie. I don't know why I know that, but.
I mean, yeah, the first one, he's like barely in
But
it.
yeah, he's just like not there, and it's mostly about people not falling asleep, which the concept of Freddy and the way he can haunt you is like honestly probably my favorite concept, because like sleeping is something that we all need to do,
Yeah.
and if you think about him before you go to sleep, he'll be in your dreams. Which is like, one, how do you get yourself to stop thinking about something? Because it's gonna come back once it's
Yeah.
been in your brain once. And two, like, you're gonna have to sleep at some point. So
Yeah.
it's like, there's really nothing you can do about it, unless he's haunting someone else, which there's only one Freddy.
That and there's only one Elm Street
Yeah.
that he's just fucking over everyone at,
Yeah.
so.
Johnny Depp's in it. We didn't
Yeah, that
even
was
like
weird.
recognize him.
I was looking at the cast list and I was like, what? It's
Johnny
like
Depp?
his first movie, I'm pretty sure. Like first or second movie. He looks nothing like him now,
Yeah.
obviously.
Yeah.
Super young Johnny Depp. But it was cool seeing him in there.
I'll find my original what I said about it.
Haven't been doing that. I should probably start doing that. Next episode. Before next episode, I'll look and see if I have any funny remarks about the movies I've already talked about.
I said, yeah, extremely influential on the horror slasher genre, and then I basically said what I just said about sleeping and not thinking about him. And then the fact that Freddy was like a person before he became like the nightmare, and he was like an awful person
Yeah, just the
before.
most miserable fucking person.
Yeah. With like the kindergarten and stuff, like that's awful too. But yeah, no, there's not too many downsides about this movie, but it wasn't like super impressive. It's like, yeah, just classic Freddy. I think
Yeah.
it's kind of hard to wrap your mind around Freddy's realm sometimes. It's like a big just like clockwork steampunk
Yeah,
furnace.
boiler room.
Yeah.
I mean that's isn't that how, like where he died? It's probably
Yeah.
why.
Yep.
Yeah, so
You got burnt up in a boiler room.
parents set fire to him.
Yeah. Yeah. Nightmare on Elm Street.
What number was that for you? 24.
Yeah.
It's my 23rd.
Oh.
I gave it a 6.8 out of 10, but yeah, it's my 23rd movie. Yeah, no. You said most of what I was thinking. And it's just, it's Freddy. Freddy's cool. Like,
And like the first time she comes back with the hat is like, oh, we finally figured out a
yeah,
way to do
it's
something
an
about it.
interesting concept of how to like actually like attack him. So, but
Yeah, I yapped about it.
Yeah, it'd be different if I had it next episode, then I can just say everything again. But you pretty much said everything I thought of, so
Yeah.
yeah,
No.
not much to say about it anymore.
Classic Freddy. Classic hand glove. Claws. Like anytime you see a green and red sweatshirt, it's like, oh, Freddy Krueger, what are you doing here? All right. Well, with a 7.6, and you've talked about this movie already, but we got Run. Yeah, it's not scary. It's just like, this situation is awful. Like, this sucks so bad. And Sarah Paulson's an amazing actor. I hated her so much throughout that
Yeah,
movie.
it's so easy to hate her.
Yeah, and you could like see the mistakes she was making as soon as the kid was like realizing like something's not right here. Like this college, like Washington State University hasn't even like gotten back to her when usually they'll be like, no, sorry.
I will say, I think they did a solid job of it, but it's like I get the whole thing is the only reason she noticed is because one of the pills was different and she looked in the grocery bag and it was like, oh, that's weird. But
Yeah.
like took 18 years or whatever to figure
Yeah.
that out. Like that's my one like loophole that's like kind of weird. Like it just all happened so suddenly too. Like, yeah.
Like, there was one maybe jump scare, and that was when she's on the computer and the internet was down, and then it like panned to the hallway, and Sarah's like shadow was there. It's
Yeah,
like,
which
boom.
isn't really a jump scare. It's just like,
No.
oh fuck. Like,
Yeah.
she's like clearly onto shit already.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, she's messing up in her own ways, but she's also catching on to what the girl was doing too. So.
But yeah, and then like her escaping the house and finding the mailman who like seemingly helped for a while, and
Yeah.
then
Then he got fucking
yeah, he got
sleepy.
yeah, just and he probably got shot. I don't know.
He's probably dead,
Yeah.
most likely.
Yeah, there was a scene where she was like dragging his body through the house. And then she was in the basement and she found like the death notice where it could have been like two situations, like the one that actually happened, or she was like pronounced dead and then came back to life or something, where it was like a defibrillator, like someone was dead for like 2 minutes, and like I've heard about that happening before, so I was like, maybe that's the situation. They still had to like put it in some sort of medical records, like this person like stopped working for a couple minutes. I'm not educated enough to know if they have to do that or anything, but that was a really good twist. I didn't really see it coming, to be honest. She's finding out that you got stolen and then you've been taking the dog trank, like now your legs no work. That's awful. Like, dude. And then, yeah, the only thing that was a bit of a stretch was the hospital scene and like taking her out. It's like,
Yeah, I don't know. It's cool because it's like you get the like initial twist of like her taking dog pills, which is like, oh, that's
yeah.
fucked. And then you like get double whammied with the she also was not her kid in the first place fucking story, which is like, damn, kind of crazy. So.
Yeah, this movie gives you like so much hope, and then it takes it all away. Like mailman and just other attempts at things. And like the girl is super smart by calling like the random number and like figuring out the pills and stuff. And then yeah, the big revenge moment at the end where the mom's in the bed like and then she's
Yeah.
like, oh,
It was like a
here.
fucking like double slap. She's like talking about her kid and how like her kid likes her grandparents, which is
Yeah.
like because they obviously rekindled with like their original parents,
Yeah.
and then was like, all right, mom, you're gonna die now. I'm
Yeah.
giving you these fucking pills. So,
Yeah. So.
which is like a fucking like twist in its own right because it's like so violent, but it's like, Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm down with that. She kind of deserved it after like 18 years of punishment, so
Yeah.
unnecessary punishment too. All right. You ready for me to piss off the entire horror community with this one?
Yeah.
With a 6.9 out of 10 at my 22nd spot, I have Psycho.
I guessed it was a different movie, so don't go back and look at what I mouse to the camera.
Well, I'm gonna have to edit the video,
That's
so
true. He probably couldn't tell.
maybe.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I guess I'll find out.
If what I said was ranked here, I'd be pissed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean Psycho's fine. It initially was pretty low on my list because it was like, eh. Yeah, it was a pretty fucking long
It's
stretch.
slow.
But someone who has like obviously knows it from like the shower scene because that's
Yep,
like iconic
like
as
the
fuck.
most famous scene in horror.
I didn't even know about the twist at the end, which
I
was
didn't
a
either.
good surprise. So I was like, I mean, deep down, it's like, oh, like the like lines are obviously not fucking following each other. Like apparently his mom was dead or whatever, and it's like all this shit, and just for him to be like the killer dressing up as the mom or whatever, it's like,
Yeah.
oh, that's fun. But yeah, like obviously it's classic horror. It's like one of the like horror goats, obviously, for most people, just because it did so much for horror, obviously.
Yeah.
But some very slow parts, like in between her getting killed and like them going back to the hotel, and like so much at once, like so much happened, and I feel
Yeah.
like we got nowhere with it too. So,
Yeah.
but I'm willing to admit it is a horror classic. I enjoyed it. It's in my top half of my ranking, so don't shit on me too hard. So, yep.
I'll keep what I have to say about it.
Psycho. Because I also was like, this is not a scary movie at all. Besides, like, that one scene, I was like, this is not scary in the
Yeah.
slightest, so.
Whatever.
Yeah, dude, I was
No.
fucking scared as
Okay,
shit.
dude. Whatever. All right. I think I'm at 7.7. And I really like the monster in this movie, especially in Fortnite. We got Alien. I said set was beautiful. Like the spaceship was like crazy. Especially for like, what did it come out? Like 1978 or something? 1981? In between those years, I believe.
Yeah, something like that.
The script was solid, story was original and awesome. To my knowledge, it's the first like space station horror movie. Which honestly it's probably not, but
Probably not.
a bit of a slow start with like the whole exploration thing, and it was like, all right, come on. Like we all know the xenomorph's gonna appear, and then they finally like jump into this massive ship and find a different race, and then the obviously the whole like face sucker thing happens. The reason I knocked it down so low is because like the characters weren't that great. They didn't really expand on anyone's lore. Like I wasn't attached to anyone except for Ripley because that's the main character.
Obviously, she's a final girl. We all
Yeah.
knew that beforehand. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
But like every character is transparent. You're like, that's who they are, and that's all they ever are.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't like, oh yeah, I've got like a wife and kids at home waiting for me. And then when they die, it's like, shit!
Yeah.
They died, and I was like, okay.
They really didn't have any story. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the robot guy was like really confused. Like I had already seen the movie.
I didn't know that I wasn't expecting him to be a robot, but I was also like, he's really pissing me off, so I don't really care if he dies at the same
Yeah.
time, so.
Which is like a super evil thing, probably from the government that they sent, because the original guy was like gonna go on it, and then something happened, and so they sent him to go bring back alien life,
Yep.
like under
Government, yep.
any circumstances.
Fucking over everyone.
Yeah.
Yep.
But no, this is another horror classic, especially for its time period. And the Xenomorph is awesome. I should really get around to watching Alien versus Predator because I want to know how that turns out to this day. But yeah, Xenomorph, sick. And
Yes.
yeah.
All right. My last movie of this video. The 6.9 out of 10, tied with Psycho. At 21st place, I have The Babadook.
Hey.
We clown on this movie a lot, but it has so many good elements to it,
It
honestly.
does.
You've explained it already, like, just the way it's shot, the colors great, because it's a really weird comparison, but it's just like fucking Across the Spider-Verse. Like in Gwen's world, when they're talking, like the dad, when Gwen and her dad was talking and the colors were changing based off their mood, it was like, oh, that's really fucking sick. But it was
Yeah.
like, as the mom got more and more possessed by the Babadook, it got darker and darker, and it was always nighttime, seemingly, and she was always tired, and Samuel was always doing some dumb shit.
Yapping.
Yep, yapping. Went full Home Alone on her ass, pretty much.
Yep.
I think the Babadook as like a horror villain is interesting too, because like I feel like there's a lot of different images of him that you can associate with him. Because there's the guy in the book who's like clearly like a monster, and then there's the guy you see jump into her mouth, which is clearly a human
Yep.
that looks like a monster. It's odd. But yeah, no, the book is really interesting. Caleb wants to buy
I
it.
want to buy it.
Maybe I'll put this out here now. If we get 500,000 subscribers one day, you can buy it.
I'll remember that forever.
I'm cutting out of the video. No, I'm just kidding.
That never happened.
No, but the book's interesting. Yeah, I don't know. The ending's weird, man. Keeping it in the basement's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I think the reason they're doing that, or like the reason they did do that, is because it was like more of a representation of the dad that died. Because obviously the Babadook brought a lot of his elements to the story, like, I'll leave if you bring me the boy. Like, because obviously he died in the car accident on the way to delivering Samuel, which is the big thing. But yeah, I don't know. It's also funny because it has 100% of Rotten Tomatoes. It's also apparently like an LGBTQ thing, which I still don't understand. But it's a thing, apparently. I don't really know.
I don't know.
If you want to go figure that out for yourself, you can. There's an article. So, yeah. That's my 21st movie. Then your last movie, 7.8 out of 10.
7.8. We've got The Conjuring. And this is what I wrote. New and not so improved Exorcist. I like The Haunting. The Annabelle side quest was a little confusing, but it set up a whole line of movies. It was like, here's The Conjuring and the haunting of all these spirits. And also Annabelle is here. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Classic haunted house slash possession movie. It said posterior.
Wow. That's crazy.
Was like, what did it have to do with?
Absolute butcher moment right
Yeah.
there.
I said I do feel like we didn't get enough of the girls, especially the older one hooking up with the tech guy. Like
Yeah, that was a weird side plot.
we saw them like getting like close, and then Patrick walks in, and it's like he doesn't really address it either. He was like, "All right, let's get to work," but then it just stopped. It's like okay.
Maybe we can get James Wan on the podcast.
Yeah.
Ask him about it.
And also after the dog died, it was just never talked about again. It was like, dog dead. Oh, okay.
Big sad.
That's it.
Yeah.
But no, the Conjuring is really good because all of the like spirits and stories, like that, all the ghosts that were haunting it, like all of their backstories were good. And the fact that they like came with them, they like the investigators came to the house on the first try, was a little like,
It was odd, but maybe
yeah.
back in the day it was just like whatever, honestly. I mean, Ed and Lorraine Warren are real people. Like, it is a true story, so that's maybe how it happened. Annabelle's a real doll too. Doesn't look like the doll. It looks like a fucking dumbass in real life, but I mean, yeah, they're based off loosely true stories, so
Yeah, but it was like just weird that Annabelle was kind of in it though.
I'm really trying to figure out if like Annabelle was like Ed Lorraine's first like thing, and that's why it got introduced. Just because I don't know, I don't even know, but
See,
it did open up a whole Conjuring universe that has 9, 10 movies now in it, so.
yeah, but like that's something you wouldn't really get, like this whole Annabelle thing with watch from watching one movie, which is like you'd have to do extra research, and who's gonna want to do that?
Yeah.
So, but no, it's a solid movie, classic haunted house, possession stuff. I really like the non-believer bit with the police officer. It's like, well, you always gotta have that character.
Yeah.
And like, can't wait for
'Cause
them
not
to.
everyone's gonna believe it.
No.
It's not how real life works, honestly.
Yeah.
But
And him getting proven wrong. Because they like explain that. And he's like.
I obviously haven't said The Conjuring yet, so I'll get into more of it later. One part that kind of didn't really piss me off, but it was weird, was when Lorraine Warren got stuck in the fucking wall and they didn't know where to find her and she
Yeah.
fell and clearly to the basement.
Yeah.
But Ed's like, Lorraine! Like slamming on the wall and shit as if, like, I don't know, maybe it's
Where are
just,
you, Lorraine? It's
yeah.
like,
I don't know. Weird, but I'll talk about that more when I get to it.
yeah.
So.
That's all I'll say about it.
Sounds good. Well, that was part three.
Part
We're
three.
over halfway done with our ranking now. So let us know how you like it so far. Let us know how you feel about the movies we talked about today. We still got 20 more movies.
Yep.
So getting into the nitty-gritty of it all. So. Thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you guys for part four.
See ya.